Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father, we ask that you would forgive us even right now for every sin of omission and every sin of commission as we confess them before you. Now, Father God, as we come, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. We honor you, we bless you, we praise you, Father God, for this and for everything. We thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumber. And we thank you for ushering us into a brand new day that we have not seen and we have not known. Father, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day. As we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and declare and decree that they will not and they shall not come to pass. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for the body of Christ, the power of your word. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for life up in strength. Thank you for a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet. God, we just want to say thank you for family, for friends, and for everything. For everything, Father. Now we commit the services into your hand that you and you alone will be glorified and your people, Father God, will be edified. Satan is already horrified in Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King, and Jesus Christ, he is Lord of Lords. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning. Amen. With my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And we do thank God for this and for everything. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. Luke, chapter number 4. Luke, chapter number 4, verse number 23. Amen. And it reads, Jesus said to them, surely, you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself, and you will tell me, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Truly, I tell you, he continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there are many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. I want to talk to you for a few moments this morning, amen, from a title, Did You Miss Christ in Christmas? Did you miss Christ in Christmas? Beloved, amen, as we read our scripture on this morning, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, our redeemer. As we read our scripture on this morning, beloved, amen, we see where Jesus was not accepted in his hometown as a prophet. Jesus was not accepted in his hometown as Jesus. Jesus just was not accepted. Amen. Glory be to God. Very few believed on Jesus. More people believed against Jesus than they believed in Jesus, such as it is today. Even Jesus' own brothers, his half-brothers, did not believe that Jesus was Lord until after his death. Glory be to God. And beloved, here Jesus had lived in the neighborhood for over 20 years. Over 20 years. See, that's a long time. That's a long time, amen, to be in one place. That's a long time to be in the neighborhood. That's a long time to be among people. And the neighbors thought that they knew him. You know, sometimes you think you know people. You know, I know Pastor. Yeah, I know the sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. Yeah, I know Jesus. Glory be to God, as we shared with you on yesterday, amen, how many people, amen, think they're saved, but they're not saved. Amen. Glory be to God. They say they know Jesus, amen, but they do not believe in the person of Jesus Christ. So, amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, what we find out when we continue to read is that they didn't know the real Jesus. Ah, come on now. Ah, they didn't know the real Jesus. Even today, you talk to different religions. Amen. Glory be to God. And they want to, you know, tell you that they believe in Jesus. They know Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. But they don't know the real Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 4 says this, For if he that cometh preach another Jesus, whom we have not preached. You see, beloved, there are other Jesuses out there. Just because somebody say they believe in Jesus, glory be to God, they're not talking about the real Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. If you have not committed, amen, and submitted him, amen, to be your Lord, you're not talking about the real Jesus. You're talking about some other Jesus. You're talking about a Jesus, amen, that's starting out with a small J, not a capital J. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we hear it all the time. I was witnessing, amen, to a young man. He said he was a Muslim. Amen. Glory be to God. And I started talking about Jesus, and he wanted to interrupt me and say, we believe in Jesus. Yeah, but you won't believe in the real Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we see in our scripture this morning that the words that Jesus spoke, amen, to the crowd angered them. They wasn't happy with the word. They wasn't happy with what Jesus was saying, such as it is today when you get a man or a woman, amen, of God to stand up and proclaim the words of God, the true gospel. Everybody ain't going to like you. Everybody's not going to like the message. Everybody's not going to applaud you. Everybody's not going to give you an offering. Everybody's not going to give you a way. Glory be to God, because, amen, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Amen, hallelujah, and the word was God, and he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Everybody, amen, is not going to be happy. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And so, beloved, what Jesus was communicating in our scripture, and a good scripture for you to meditate on today in your devotion, amen, glory be to God, and they could not swallow the fact, amen, that sometimes God chooses to reach the Gentiles rather than the Jews. They couldn't get with that. No, they couldn't get with that. Glory be to God. And even today, beloved, amen, hallelujah, some people just can't believe that God's going to put the rich and the poor on the same level. God, some people can't believe God's going to put male and female on the same level. Come on, somebody. So some people don't believe, amen, that God's going to put the Chinese folks on the same level with the black folks, with the Caucasian folks. Some people, they have a hard time with that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, God can put everybody on the same level, the rich and the poor, the black and the white. Glory, those who live in the ghetto and those who live in the suburbs. And come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they had a hard time hearing the message that Jesus was bringing. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, beloved, when we look in this scripture today, glory be to God, we see that Jesus was talking to unbelieving folks. His hearers were unbelieving. They was hearing, but they wasn't hearing. They was hearing, but they wasn't receiving. They was rejecting the message of Christ. Not only was they rejecting the message, they was rejecting Christ himself. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. There was great wickedness in the land, such as it is today. There was great hypocrisy, amen, in the land, such as it was today. Amen. I had to take a brief survey, amen, for someone, amen, for an organization, and they asked me about 8 questions. And one of the last of the 8 questions they asked me was, what is your greatest burden? I answered, amen. I said, my greatest burden is hypocrisy in God's kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The wishy-washy stuff. Amen. Lukewarm. Amen. You're in, you're out. Amen. You're up, you're down. Glory be to God. Amen. You don't know which way you're going. One day you're walking with God. Amen. The next day you ain't walking at all. Glory be to God. Just confused, double-minded, unstable. Glory be to God. Not standing for nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, amen. It was back the same way back then. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hypocrisy was great. And Jesus knew who he was talking to. He knew who he was talking to, but he didn't change his message. Come on. I love it. Jesus didn't change his message. Amen. Some people, amen, they got to give them a message to bring, and they go and they look at the crowd. And they say, well, I'm not going to bring this message to this crowd. Maybe they're talking to some well-to-do people, and they don't want to give them a hard message. Or maybe they're talking to some people that's down and out. Amen. And they just don't want to give the message that God told them to give. So they want to try to change the message to the crowd, looking at people's faces. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Baby, you can't look at nobody's face because God is looking at the heart. Amen. You got to open your mouth and say what God said. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, we see, amen, that in this portion of scripture, the Bible says they took Jesus to the cliff. Let's look at that one more time. Let's look at this one more time. Let's look at this one more time. They took Jesus, amen, in verse number 29, they got up, drove Jesus him out of town, Jesus out of town. They took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. They was going to try to kill Jesus because they didn't like his message. They were going to try to kill Jesus, amen, because they didn't want to receive him. They didn't want to believe it. Could you believe it, beloved? Amen, hallelujah, that the creation was going to try to kill the creator. Amen, hallelujah. Now, he came to die, but this was not his season. Come on now. Somebody say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We find out in the next verse, verse number 30, it says, but he walked right through the crowd and went his way. They didn't even see Jesus move. They didn't even see Jesus. One moment they was looking at Jesus. The next minute they couldn't find Jesus. They took him up there to throw him off the hill. They saw him. They turned around, amen, to take a hold of him to throw him off the hill. Amen. And Jesus, amen, had disappeared. He walked right through the crowd. They couldn't see him. Beloved, let me ask you a question. Did you miss Christ in Christmas?
Some of us and most of us, glory be to God, and a lot of us, amen, all involved, amen, and all the pretty lights, come on now, on the windows, amen, on your front lawn, got everything decorated, got the Christmas tree all decorated with your bulbs and your lights. Amen. Got the house decorated. Amen. Smelling like florals and wreaths. And glory be to God. And got everything looking pretty. And amen. And spend all your money. Amen. At the grocery store with the high price of groceries. And you done bought your ham and bought your beef and bought your seafood and bought all the extra stuff. That most of the stuff you're going to end up throwing in the garbage anyhow. Glory be to God. You done maxed out your credit cards and spent all your money, spent your Tide money. Amen. Just spending money buying gifts and buying gifts for people you don't even like. People you haven't spoken to all year, amen, just buying a gift so you can tell somebody and brag that you gave somebody something, glory be to God, hallelujah, for those that are less fortunate and whatever the case might be, and you're buying clothes and looking all pretty and sending Amazon all your money. And come on now, glory be to God, and going to events, and the Christmas events, and watching the Christmas movies, and just spending money over heels, money over having a good time for Christmas, good time, amen, hallelujah, huh? But you left Christ out. Christ done walked right past you. You didn't see him, just like so it was in this scripture, baby. I mean, Christ was right in the midst, and they didn't see him. Did you miss Christ? Was you so focused on the festivities? Was you so focused, amen, on the celebrations? Was you so focused, amen, to be in the midst that you left Christ out? To anybody about Jesus, amen, you want to talk about the president, talk about this, talk about that, talk about the money you paid on the gifts you got to send back, the stuff that didn't fit, who didn't give you a gift. And you're talking about this, you're talking about that, but you haven't said anything about Jesus Christ. Complaining about how long it takes to get the package to your house, amen, that they stole your package off the porch, amen, all these conversations around Christmas, glory be to God, how much the electric bill is going to be for all your extra lights. You got conversations on conversations, but you left Christ out of Christmas. He just walked right past you. You didn't even know he was there. He made sure, glory be to God, that you connected with somebody that he wanted you to witness to, somebody that you wanted to, he wanted you to tell him that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He connected you with somebody that God knows is not going to be here next Christmas, might not even be here next week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God connected you with somebody, but instead of you telling about Jesus, you want to fuss and complain that the delivery was late. You want to fuss and complain that the chicken was too expensive. You want to fuss and complain on the negativity, and you left Christ out of Christmas. Christmas has come and gone. Christ has come and gone, and you didn't even know he was there. Come and go. You didn't even know he was in that conversation. You didn't even know that he was in the room. You didn't even know that he was in the supermarket line. You didn't even pay attention, and Christ walked right by. And you did not pay Christ any attention. And Christmas, and his birthday, and his holiday. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. Every day is the spirit of Christmas. Beloved, these individuals here in our scripture today, we pray that somewhere along the line they repented. We pray that somewhere along the line, amen, hallelujah, they realized that they missed Christ. Beloved, I come to say, amen, glory be to God, that Jesus is walking up and down in the aisles of your life, up and down in the aisles of your church, and you didn't even know, amen, Jesus was there. in and out your situation, in and out, glory be to God, and you never knew Jesus was there. Jesus had come and gone, and they didn't even know. They looked for him, and he was gone. Beloved, are you missing out? Are you so involved with the worldly things that you're missing out on the spiritual? What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? We are told to seek ye first the kingdom of God. He didn't say nothing about seeking your checkbook first. Seeking your Christmas list first. Beloved, let me tell you, it's beautiful to enjoy the festivities of the holidays only when Christ is first. But if we be honest with ourselves, most of us, if we evaluated our conversations over the last 3 days, we talked about more about everything else than Christ. Talked more about that Eagles game more than Christ. Talked all about the money you done spent or the money you ain't got or more than Christ. And I'm sitting around the dinner table, and of course the TV was on, glory be to God, and you know, especially around the last 10 minutes, everybody want to get all hyper about the Eagles, and glory be to God, because it looked like maybe they was going to win, and maybe they was going to lose, and I just stopped right there. I said, I got a question, y'all. Everybody looked at me. I said, why can't we get this excited about God and God's kingdom? Why is it that church folks jumping up and down, doing hoopla, running circles, amen, over an Eagles game and can't get this excited about Christ? Beloved, if you are one of those who have missed Christ in Christmas, I want to encourage you. First of all, to confess your sins. Confess your sins. Going to the church, if you even went to church, if you even ain't going to put $5 in the offering, huh? How about I bet you spent more than that on your boo, huh? $5 in the offering is not bad, glory be to God, but you skipped your tithes. You didn't even pay your tithes. If you don't pay your tithes, you can't give God an offering. We're missing Christ. He walked right out, but we ain't missing him because we wrapped up in the festivities. Give me the wrapping paper. Give me the tape. You think they're gonna like this? Yeah, I like that. You're missing it. You're missing it. You're missing it. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. If you are one of these today, the last verse, verse number 30, tells us, but he walked right through the crowd and went on his way, and they never saw when Jesus left. They never saw when Jesus left. Christmas holiday, and you never saw when Jesus left. You never saw when Jesus left. He left your conversation a long time ago. Some of you, he even left your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Not because he left you, but because you left him. See, you don't love him no more. You don't love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul. He all right, but you don't love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. He ain't first. You do a little bit in his kingdom, but you ain't seeking his kingdom first. You're going to get around to it for, you know, sooner or later. Lord's willing. Huh? Yeah, bro. Yeah, beloved. You lost your first love. And the Lord said, I got something against you. I got something against you, the Lord says. And I close on this scripture right here. End of Revelations, chapter number 2, verse number 4. Verse number 3, without growing weary, you have persevered and endured many things for the sake of my name. Verse number 4, but I have this against you. You have abandoned your first love. You have abandoned your first love. I ain't first no more. Nah. A lot of Christians, Christ wasn't first during Christmas. And guess what? Every day is the spirit of Christmas. You put other things over him. You put other things over him. Too tired to even go to church. Too tired to even, if you're too tired to go to church, you could have church on conference. You're too tired because you're running and ripping the malls, running and ripping, because you left Christ out of Christmas. He wasn't first. Your money was first. You trying to get a sale was first. Huh? You trying to get that chicken was first. All that other stuff was first. He says here, you have abandoned your first love. Therefore, keep in mind how far you have fallen. And then here comes God's mercies, beloved. He says, repent and perform the deeds you did at first. But if you do not repent. I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Beloved, the Lord tells us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. He said, have no other gods before me, no other gods. That includes your family, that includes your children, that includes yourself, that includes everything. You can't put the small g before the big G. God said, I am a jealous God. A lot of us had opportunities over these last 3-4 days, this last week. We had at least one opportunity where we could have witnessed to somebody, but we didn't. We kept our mouth shut, or we opened our mouth and we said the wrong stuff. We was cussing people instead of blessing people. Huh? We was ready to fight people, amen, instead of turning that around, amen, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth and allow Christ to shine through us, that we was the Christmas tree. Why? Because everybody saw your light. Why? Because you did not, amen, allow Christ, amen, to be taken out of Christmas. Well, the good news is this, beloved. You still got time. Because you're listening to me today. You might not can go back to that situation that you blew and that you messed up. Amen. Glory be to God. But you can start the day. Amen. And ask God to give you another opportunity. We're supposed to look for every opportunity to speak for Christ. Every opportunity to be a light for Christ. Every opportunity. Glory be to God. That's our job. Why? Because every day is the spirit of Christmas. Every day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, if you do not, if you're listening today, maybe you're one of the half of a billion people, amen, shopping in the malls and on Amazon and still buying Christmas gifts because, you know, people celebrate between now and the New Year's. Amen. Maybe you could afford it. Maybe you can't afford it. That's not the message. The message is you left Christ out of Christmas. You want to X him out. Xmas. No, it's no Xmas. It's Christmas. Now, maybe you're one of those and you love Christmas. It's a beautiful time of the year. You love the life. You love giving gifts, getting gifts. Okay, who wouldn't? But you don't know Jesus Christ. Well, guess what? You come to the right place at the right time today. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. I want you to repeat this prayer after me for all of those of you who are ready. Those of you who's going to wait the New Year's Eve, amen, and get it right. Baby, it's no telling if you're going to make it to New Year's Eve. Today, God said he's standing at the door and knocking. If you open up and let him in, he'll come in. Today is the day. Glory be to God. Today is your Christmas. Why? To let Christ be born in your heart. Okay, repeat this prayer after me so you can get it together. Amen. And you're going to be happy that you did. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner. And I need salvation. I receive you right now. And I believe on your son. And the sacrifice that you made for me. To forgive me of all my sins. To take me to heaven when I die. And to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been born again in the Lord's kingdom. It's not the end, but it is the beginning. Amen. Now, for those, and welcome to reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and let us pray with you and pray for you. Amen. And send you some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Now, for those of you who already know him, but you've been a little lax, got a little bit too carnal over the holidays, huh? You was holy. You got a little dirty over the holidays. Huh? Doing stuff you know you ain't had no business doing. Huh? Just a little fornication. Why? Because it's the holidays and everybody else bumping. Huh? Just a little bit of liquor. Why? Because everybody else drinking. Huh? Baby, you better watch out. We better thank God for God's grace and God's mercy. Ask God to forgive you. And mean it. And mean it. And ask him to help you, to help yourself. That you keep sliding back to the muck and the mara, huh? If you ask him to forgive you, he will. Holidays is not a permission for us to sin and going to bed with folks we ain't married with and all the other stuff that go down on holidays. We do not have permission to do that at any time. Okay, and I'm finished. You in bed with somebody you're not married to, what you going to do, what you think going to happen, and the rapture takes place while you trying to get a climax? Just answer. I ain't going to answer. I'm going to let you answer. What you think going to happen? 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins. What you think going to happen? But God just going to wait for you to just, you know, finish up. And not just sexual sin, any sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Glory be, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, forgive us that we miss Christ and Christmas. Forgive us, Father. We are godly sorry. You are too good to us for this foolishness. You are too good for us to allow the devil free range that he can just show up when he want to show up and do what he want to do in and through our lives, and we belong to you. Forgive us for embarrassing your kingdom. Forgive us. And God, we ask you for another chance. Because you're a God of another chance. To be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. and no more wishy-washy and no more double-mindedness, but walking the straight and the narrow way, even though it's only few people on that road, it's good enough as long as you're there. And we say thank you and we bless you. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word of God on today. And God's word will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that it has been sent forth to do. Amen and amen. All right, in form of announcements today, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen, at 12 o'clock. Amen. Our Bible study is suspended, amen, until January, in which we return. We will be returning on Zoom. Everybody will receive their link, amen, for that. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think that's all the announcements. Friday night praise party. Amen. Hopefully, amen, we want to incorporate some testimonies, amen, in our Friday night. Amen. We've gone a whole year by the grace and the mercies of God. Surely you got at least one testimony, I hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Being that it is the last one of the year. And if God's willing, we'll be stepping over into a brand new year. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be all of the honor. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. I invite each and every one of you, amen, hallelujah, on Sunday morning, which is the last Sunday, New Year's Eve. Amen. Glory be to God. I will be speaking out at 11 a.m. I've already given all of you invitations. Amen. I know the time comes quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. It'd be nice for us to fellowship together. Amen. On this last Sunday of the new year, Sunday of the old year, if the Lord tarry. Amen. Also, amen. I have the video, 2.5 hours long. Amen. Glory be to God of our 13th ministry anniversary. Amen. Just text me. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me know your desires. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it for today. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. In the name of Jesus, accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions. God, there's so many people that's living today, they're not going to be here when the new year comes. They just ain't going to be here, Father. Some of them are going to die prematurely. Some of them, Father God, amen, going to die on time. And some of them not ready to die. Father God, help us not to be slowful in the work that you've called us to do. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But every opportunity we get, Father, help us to plant in somebody's life. And one man plant and another man water, and God will get the increase. And we say thank you. Bless, Father God, our 12 o'clock altar today. Amen. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind, absolutely nullify, amen, every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this service. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Nothing in the world is anything without him. Nothing. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me.
ever have